It sounds like you're advocating Ten Commandment obedience, yet your whole second point is that it's impossible. Do we try harder, give up, or something else?
That's a good question, and that's really what was the whole intent. In other words, the Bible says we have to obey the law of God perfectly. The fact is we cannot keep the law of God perfectly. Therefore, we need to look to Christ, who did keep the law of God perfectly, and that's why He is our righteousness, and that's what we want people to see. There's a sense in which if we really understand the gospel, it will bring us to despair till we have to look to somebody else to save us, and that's the whole purpose. We have to look to Jesus to save us. He kept the law perfectly. We cannot.
This probably ties into the comment you just made about not being able to keep the law. It says, whenever you read the Old Testament, there never seems to be even a hint that God expects His people not to be able to keep the law. For example, Deuteronomy 30:11 says, talking about the whole law, for this commandment is not too hard. It's got cut off, but yeah. I think it says, for this commandment is not too hard for you.
It is near you, even in your heart and in your mind or something.
I think it definitely says it is not too hard for you. And it is near you, and then it goes on the road.
Yeah. That's right. And that's what Paul actually quotes in Romans 10. We'll get there eventually, which is the very same thing again. It's not that far from you because it's in Christ. And then Paul says, if you believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord and confess with your mouth, you shall be saved. He picks up that Old Testament reference that you were just quoting there in Deuteronomy 30, and he applies it right there in Romans 10, that we have to believe in our hearts that Jesus is Lord, that we have to confess with our mouth, and that's how the law is brought right into us, and we now have His righteousness.
I think maybe the question though is saying, whenever you read the Old Testament, there never seems to be a hint that God expects His people not to be able to keep the law, but we know they never did, so what's the kind of the go there? Because they didn't know Jesus back then, so what was...
I think the whole thrust of the Old Testament was to show people they had to look outside of themselves for redemption. Many saw the Lamb. They saw the whole idea that sin had to be transferred to the Lamb, and their sins were then taken by the Lamb. But then David realizes, and he says in Psalms, the blood of bulls and goats cannot atone for my sin, because we're humans that have sinned. We're not lambs that have sinned. We're humans. But there was that picture of the substitutionary atonement of another for the sinner. And so again, it's types and figures, shadows, not the reality itself. The blood of the bull, the blood of the lamb never took away the sins of the Israelite. It was the blood of Christ who those things were picturing. And that's the whole message there. Yeah, the Bible says, be ye perfect, for I am perfect. Even Jesus said that when He finished the Sermon on the Mount. The fact is, we can't be perfect. So we have to look to Christ. The New Testament, in a sense, carries that same theme. God demands perfection because He's holy, but He has to provide us with that perfection because we could never attain to it.